Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fractal Bitcoin. Welcome. I'm Chris. This is your daily Bitcoin news update. So let's get right to the price action. And yes, today we've already made an all-time high, as you can see up here, $73,709. And look, we're right now, we're at $73,500. We're probably going to make a new all-time high in this video. Yeah, the whole market is very strong. Everybody's bullish. Again, the next 18 months are going to be life-changing. And it's a great time to be in Bitcoin. So be happy. All-time highs. Yes. By the way, this is the third day in a row with an all-time high. Yeah, you can see here on the chart. All right. Well, let's get to White Rabbit here, who says, ugh, Bitcoin is so boring. We haven't had an all-time high for hours now. Right? I'm not bored of all-time highs yet, but I know what he's saying, or she. So here is news on the Bitcoin ETFs. They've had a huge $1 billion inflow yesterday, smashing a new record. And yeah, you can see here that yesterday, this huge inflow of money into the ETFs is a new record. And it doesn't show any signs of stopping. And don't forget, the ETFs are the way that, like, normal people who have retirement funds and 401ks, even if someone doesn't own Bitcoin or doesn't know anything about Bitcoin, it's very easy for them to allocate some money toward the Bitcoin spot ETF. And that's, in essence, that's what we're seeing on this chart here. Now, here is what Bitcoin did. And he's interviewing Samson Mao. And the question is, will Bitcoin hit $1 million in 2024? That's this year. $1 million. And Samson Mao tells Peter McCormick he thinks it's possible. Let's listen to this, actually.
I think there's a point where the price does go parabolic, because at the moment, it's really the ETFs, Michael Saylor, and some retail, or they're the main players at the moment.
And Tether.
And Tether. But that, oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Tether are buying a lot.
Yeah.
But that's three or four main players. What happens when you get 40 or 400 or 4,000? Mm-hmm. You know, where every, you know, where Apple looks and goes, you know, we need some of this, or Tesla come back in the market, and right, another nation state, and the Saudis, and, you know, there's not a lot of Bitcoin to go around.
There's not. But I think that threshold, the Veblen threshold, is where you start to see Apple moving. Because right, for them, for a lot of people that are new to Bitcoin, it's hard to understand when you should go in. Yeah. But when you overtake gold, psychologically, you've crossed the barrier that this is the new gold.
Yeah.
So like we talked about earlier, retail's not here yet because it's not high enough yet, right? So you're already, you get it. You get it implicitly. It's not high enough. But at 0.1M, it's high enough.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So $1 million potentially this year.
It's looking like it. And it's not impossible. You're already seeing Omega candles in other markets, like in Egypt, in Turkey.
Egypt was 50% yesterday, wasn't it?
It was like 10 Omega candles, 11 Omega candles. It went up like $1 million Egyptian pounds.
Because I think they devalued. Did they devalue the currency yesterday? Did they halve it?
Something like that. But,
yeah, ridiculous. You
know, they saw a $1.4 million candle for the day.
Jesus.
But in Turkey, you're already seeing like regularly two Omega candles. That's why Omega candles are great. It's like a good measuring stick for what we're going to see in main Bitcoin, the dollar Bitcoin, dollar denominated Bitcoin.
Jesus, man.
Yeah, this is going to get nutty. The Omega candles are already happening in other countries in their currencies. Not the US dollar yet, but this is what probably will happen. And so bullish, really, really bullish. Now, about the Lightning Network, I haven't actually mentioned the Lightning Network in a while. The Lightning Network is, of course, the layer two above Bitcoin, where you can send Satoshis back and forth for virtually zero fees. And that's how you can use it in day-to-day purchases and all that stuff. So this post from Amboss says, if you're not bullish on the Lightning Network, I don't know what to tell you. New all-time high in settlement capacity. And here's the chart. Yeah, Lightning is rocking. Now, some people have concerns about Lightning and if, how and even if it can scale. But again, we don't have the solutions to everything off the bat, right? We have to, as we move forward, we have to figure things out. And, you know, Bitcoiners are very resourceful. And I think Lightning can work. So I'm optimistic. And in terms of adoption, this is just in Thailand to allow institutions and high net worth investors access U.S. spot Bitcoin ETFs. It's from the Bangkok Post. Yeah, I mean, come on. This is happening all over the world. And I'm happy to report it. But like, again, this is just more money flowing into Bitcoin. And you know, if you don't think we're going to get a God candle, I don't know, maybe think some more. I mean, I'm not saying we will, but man, this is a lot of adoption globally. And this is some more news about Bitcoin ETFs. They're 58% of the way to flipping gold ETFs for total assets. Yeah, right now, Bitcoin has 58.7 billion and gold has 98 billion. And this is just after 8 weeks of the Bitcoin ETFs. And at this rate, Bitcoin will flip gold ETFs in a few months. And here's the if you want to see the graph, I mean, this is how much the Bitcoin ETFs have already after 2 months. And this is the gold ETFs. And so the Bitcoin ETF's just going to blow past gold. And then just like we saw in the video, when people realize that Bitcoin is the new gold, that's a huge shift, psychological shift, and money's just going to pour in. This is some global adoption news. Unbanked Bitcoin users in Peru are changing their communities. Yeah, so unbanked, what does that mean? Well, people who don't even have bank accounts. They live their whole life without a bank account. And so let's read a little bit from this. From the Andes to the Amazon, unbanked communities in Peru are using Bitcoin, and it's having a notably positive effect on them. The work we're doing in the communities with circular Bitcoin economies is bringing results, Franco Granja, a team member at the Peruvian nonprofit initiative Motive, told me in an interview. The results don't come in a day or two, but in 3 or 4 years, we've been working with Bitcoin. In the 3 or 4 years we've been working with Bitcoin, people have come to understand its value. They've begun to think about savings for their children or buying a house or a car. Yeah, so this is just great news globally. And you know, we in the West, in the United States, we often just forget about the rest of the world. My God. And here's Elon Musk. Oh, he tweeted about these scams are getting crazy. Yeah, someone just shilled him a new coin. 27 trillion coins in circulation. Unlimited supply cap. That's a bad sign. Only one node. That's horrendous. That means it's completely centralized. 25% of the supply was minted in the last 6 months. Oh my God, they're inflating the supply. And 1% of the holders own 30% of it. Oh, that's terrible. Just kidding. That's the US dollar. Yeah. And if you put this information right beside the information about Bitcoin, it's mind-blowing. But yeah, the U.S. dollar is basically a scam coin, an S coin. Now here's Janet Yellen. I don't even know what is her post. Finance person in the she's in the U.S. government. She's one of these parrot idiots that just says whatever they want her to say. And now she's commenting on inflation, and she regrets saying it was transitory. Oh, remember that? It was, I think it was a couple years ago, in 2021 maybe. She said, oh, inflation's just transitory. Well, it's not, and we know it's not, because you can't print trillions and trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars and not have inflation be a problem for years to come. So anyway, this is just for context, by the way. Now here's Odell on Noster, all caps Odell. And again, this is for more context in terms of authoritarianism and the way the world is going and the way that the elites want you to live and saying, or should I say, not saying the things that the elite don't want you to say. Odell says, the TikTok ban bill going through Congress right now will give government insane power to restrict speech. At the same time, Section 230 protections are about to be neutered by the Supreme Court, which will add an insane amount of liability to centralized platforms. inevitably increasing censorship. Restricting free speech in America has bipartisan support among our corrupt political class. Noster is about to have its moment to shine. We need to be ready for billions of new users. And yeah, I mean, this is pure facts right here. And that's one of the great things about Noster that nobody really realizes yet, that it's decentralized and censorship resistant. But once this starts happening on a grander scale, if and when, I should say, a lot of people are going to be like, oh my God, this is insane. Where can we go to just speak freely like normal human beings? The answer is Noster. So if you don't have a Noster account, you can get one. Here's something that dropped today. It's a new crypto wallet produced by Block, which is Jack Dorsey's involved in that company. And it's a rock-like wallet, costs about $150, and it's a Bitcoin wallet. And so here's a picture of it. And here is the website. It's from BitKey. I guess BitKey is like another company under Square, or you know, embedded within Square or something. But anyway, BitKey, brings together software, hardware, and advanced security to modernize Bitcoin ownership. And you can read more about this. I don't actually know much about it, but it just dropped today. So I wanted to report that news. Here's a cool website called btcmap.org. btcmap.org. Yeah, and you can easily find places to spend sats anywhere on the planet. So if you're ever, you know, again, as Bitcoin becomes more usable in the day-to-day sense, you know, and a bunch of people are going Bitcoin only, including Jack Mahlers from Strike. But as Bitcoin becomes more popular and people just want to stay away from fiat and use Bitcoin, well, you got to find shops that can accept Bitcoin, right? If you want to pay with Bitcoin. So here on this website, btcmap.org, you can find, it's a website, but it's also, you can get it on iOS and Android. So it's an app on your phone. And so check it out. I haven't checked it out yet, but it seems pretty cool. And I hope more people adopt it and put their business on there. I might have to put my business on there. Podcast Engineering School. Pay in Bitcoin. All right, let's move on. Let's end with some fun stuff here. This is from Chuck is. Catster on Donkeyster. Yeah, here's a picture of a donkey hanging out with a cat sleeping on his back. Not sleeping, but just hanging out, resting. And here is a pretty cool video. This made me laugh. The Grindr posted it. Yeah, look at this. Hold on. I gotta bring it back. Bring it back. Yeah. Look, he's letting the turtle get on. It's like a skateboard. Look at this turtle. Oh, the guy's cruising and he's trying to play with the cat. Right? And he turns around and he's like, come on, cat, play with me. And the cat's like, yeah, I'm not having it. All right, well, this is our website, Fractal Bitcoin. Click the link at the top here. It says join our locals community and come over here and join our locals community for free. Hang out and chat about Bitcoin. And don't forget, on Fridays, we do the Bitcoin panel with a bunch of Bitcoiners. It's a one-hour live stream, start every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern. That's when we start. So join us, hang out, ask questions. It's a lot of fun. Well, that's it for today. Enjoy your all-time high again. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel and follow the channel on Rumble and join our locals group and all that stuff. Really trying to get the word out about Bitcoin. This is the time to talk about it and tell family members and friends. So please, if you can help share the show, that'd be great. And I'll see you tomorrow for tomorrow's Bitcoin news video. See ya.